Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
An artist and an art teacher at Westfield State University near Springfield, Mass. Just spent 4 days painting in public a 6-foot-tall portrait of Trayvon Martin, the black teen whose murder in 2012 polarized the country. The performance took place on a campus where last semester numerous incidents of racist messages and graffiti were reported, and that's changed the way some see their school. I met up with the artist in the last hours of painting.
2 hours on Saturday, where I stained the canvas, was almost...
Ima Ime is taking a break from this 17-hour public art project, 1 hour of painting for each year of Trayvon Martin's life. People, about 30, he thinks, have come to watch him over the last few hours. Now it's quiet. On the canvas at this point are two images in red, gray, and black. A face is painted in oil, and a profile is in charcoal.
We're looking at Trayvon right now in two instances. One where he's just, it's just a portrait of his face, and the other one almost like a moment, the moment before he died, this moment of terror.
This painting, a performance really, takes place in a small auditorium at Westfield State University. While Emet paints, musicians flow in and out, some playing without introduction. This piece was composed by Westfield State senior Kevin Mason, who's a drummer. He made a sound portrait using 911 calls from the night Trayvon Martin was shot.
I had a thought in my mind when I heard about what Professor Ime was doing. And I didn't even approach him. He approached me. And then he said, I want you to do something. And I was like, well, great, because I already have an idea.
The soul of Trayvon Martin is not alone in this room. The photos of a dozen or so black teenage boys are hung around the room. All were killed between 1916 and 2015. Emmett Till, Jordan Davis, Tamir Rice, Eugene Williams. Emme ties them together in what he calls a very unfortunate fraternity.
I like the fact that these boys are together, even though we're dealing with decades and decades and decades of space. And the students are seeing, like, as they're reading this, they're like, it's the same thing. It's the same story.
This exhibit follows a semester when Westfield State experienced a rash of racist crime. Nearly 24 reported incidents. Racist notes were slipped under dorm room doors and written on students' dry erase boards. One student reported she was assaulted with racist language directed at her. Ime says on campus it felt like a change in the weather. But it's not like this hasn't happened before.
So for everybody who came to me, who told me, you know, this is not the Westfield that I know, you know, that I hurt my head rolling my eyes a little, and other black students and faculty members the same.
My name's Julian Flaron. I teach mathematics.
Flaron is white, and he says he doesn't know Ima very well, but he came tonight because it's rare to see someone paint like this. And in his own classes at Westfield State, his students last term came up with mathematical art against hate. Using perspective drawing, he says, and optical illusions, they responded to the racism on campus. But he says this is not a campus problem.
This is a national problem. This is an international problem. And my hope that by, you know, what we're seeing tonight and what I'm doing in my classroom, what we're doing is we're sending groups of people forward who can be the change that we wish to see.
In the last 2 hours of this public painting, the auditorium is packed. Many are standing in the back. And Ime begins to mark up the finished portrait into 17 sections, like the number of hours he's painted, like the number of years in Trayvon Martin's life. He appears to be crying. Everyone who entered the auditorium was given an envelope. They were asked to open them at the same time. 16 people have a card that asks them to help cut the painting up, essentially destroy it. The other cards say, I watched them cut. Ime makes the first slice using a box cutter. Ima Ime has plans for the 17 pieces now lying on the ground. Maybe an entire body of work, he says, that helps us all grow.
is there a way to see this boy as just a boy? He's still a concept in many ways, and he's going to remain one. You can't undo that. What I can do is have a conversation about the problem of how we see him, and maybe how we see other black boys.
Perhaps then, he says, the death of Trayvon Martin and the others in this unfortunate fraternity can mean something new. And if you go to radioboston.org, you'll find a link to the portrait in its various stages. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR station. I'm Jill Kaufman.